Mrs. M. Toscan Bennett, 22 Forest Street, Hartford, Connecticut. My dear Mrs. Bennett, when the convention of the Woman's Party takes place on February 15th, there will be many important questions coming up for consideration, if it is decided that we are to reorganize for future work. I am writing to you, as a fellow member of the Advisory Council, to ask your perusal of the enclosed pamphlet, which explains itself. It seems to me that the question of disfranchisement in any section of the country is the most vital matter which can possibly come before the convention. It is, moreover, by its very existence, a direct refutation of that federal amendment for which the Woman's Party has so earnestly striven. Since we of the National Woman's Party fully believe ourselves to have been the strongest influence towards the final ratification of the Anthony Amendment, it seems impossible that we can reorganize permanently without giving our first attention to the flagrant disfranchisement of the women of the southern states of both races. While it is true that there is to come before Congress a bill enforcing the 19th Amendment, nevertheless, that bill provides only against discrimination on account of sex, which is not the means used, of course, to keep women from voting in the South, but rather countless so-called technicalities. This state of things also applies to Negro men generally. Nevertheless, it lies in our power as a woman's party to condemn the injustices against women. Moreover, in the case of the Negro male franchise, embraced by the 14th and 15th Amendments, there has never been an organization among men covering the grounds upon which the woman's party sprang into being. We hold a unique place of power in this country, and we can, by our action regarding the disfranchisement of the colored women, become of equal assistance to the white women, who would naturally be forced to the polls in opposition to the colored women, in the event of the latter's enfranchisement. What could be a greater opportunity for us than this vital question? First, because of its justice. Second, because we cannot consistently continue our work if we permit our main object, so laboriously attained, to be ruthlessly set aside by that element what has for so long bitterly opposed us. Very truly yours, Ella Rush Murray.